This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
News from the Nasheed World. Top 10 countdown.
Mustafa, Mustafa.
The Sunday Lounge. Welcome in back into it. If you've just joined us, I'm with you till 12 o'clock this afternoon, inshallah. Now, on social media has been the best platform to come to know what is happening in the world. And we mean everywhere in the world. And from artists, Nasheed artists, to politicians, to just people like you look at the press in Palestine, in Gaza. Through social media, we are able to connect the world in so many different ways. To the point that now even scholars and shuyukh are using social media. We all know Mufti Menk, a well-known personality around the world, and he's one person who uses social media a lot. Now, he shared something recently of another person who comes up onto the stage and you won't expect it, but he sings and recites a nasheed by Sheikh Mish'ari Rashid Al-Afasi, which we've played many times on the program before, and the nasheed artist addict in me went, hey, who is this? I need to find out who he is. Why does he sing so well? And why hasn't he been on my show yet? I did a little digging, and he isn't a nasheed artist, but more in fact, he is Sheikh Wail Ibrahim, a renowned advocate combating the detrimental effects of pornography addiction and irresponsible media consumption. As a global speaker, educator, trainer, and certified life coach, he's dedicated his life to empowering individuals seeking to break free from this modern day plague. Interesting much? He's passionate about making a positive impact. Sheikh Wail is the visionary behind the Aware Academy, where he continues to inspire change and transformation. Beyond his professional endeavors, Sheikh Wail cherishes his role as a devoted family man surrounded by his wonderful wife and precious children. He's currently based in Australia, and he lends his expertise as a student counselor at one of Western Australia's largest schools, working tirelessly to guide and support young minds in their personal and academic journeys. Sheikh Wail, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Al Ansar.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sister. Jazakallah khairan for the invitation. Believe it or not, I thought that our meeting is 4 a.m. my time, but now it's 4:30 p.m. So alhamdulillah that I was next to the phone.
Alhamdulillah. I am so glad to have you. It's such an honor and privilege to be able to speak to you here in South Africa. Like I mentioned to our listeners, social media is such a beautiful tool these days that it unites the world in so many ways. What did you think first when you saw this video go online and get shared and liked by so many people? Was it what you expected? Because obviously you were not there to sing nasheed. You were there for other purposes, but they roped you on to recite Mustafa, Mustafa. You did a beautiful rendition of Talal al-Badru. What are your thoughts on how social media brings people together in this way?
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm not sure if you know about my background, but I was actually, before getting into Islam and teaching Islam and so on, I was previously actually a professional singer in Egypt. And that was my dream, to become a popular singer, musician, and so on. And subhanAllah, when I quit music and I started seeking spiritual growth, learning about my deen and so on, I tried to avoid really even reciting Quran in public. I tried to avoid singing in public or even doing any nasheed in public, because it reminded me of that dark phase of my life. And slowly, slowly, when I became closer to mashayikh like Dr. Muhammad Salah, like Mufti Ismail Menk and others, they encouraged me actually to use my voice to inspire perhaps others. So that was one of the events that we had recently in Nigeria. And I was encouraged actually by Sheikh Ammar Shukri, because he's a poet, very, very good poet, mashallah. And he suggested that he would recite few verses about the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I would recite few verses of nasheeds about the same, about the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And alhamdulillah, it went viral when Mufti Menk shared it on his platforms. Alhamdulillah.
It's beautiful. And I wasn't sure if you wanted me to mention that about your background, because when I did share it with a few people that I knew, they said, hey, he's from Egypt and he's a very, very good singer. Did you know this, Salma? And I didn't. And I had to do my own research into you. And that's the amazing thing. If you look at this, and you just mentioned rightfully so, it reminded you, or it took you back to your past. But I think it's an incredible story to tell, because now you're reciting songs like this, Mustafa, Mustafa, and you're getting people wonder, what is this song about? What is the the meaning. It's obviously hitting you differently, so it can be a positive impact as well on the community. Do you find that is important for the community to now embrace nasheeds in that way, where yes, it could remind you, but it's so important at the same time to take that platform?
Absolutely. And earlier, I used to avoid, as I mentioned, talking about this part of my history. But of course, when you became aware of perhaps the background of people that many of the Muslims, and we shouldn't bury our heads in the sand, many of our community members are still into music, into singing, into movies, into dramas, into media that sometimes impact their behaviors and so on in a way that is contradictory to our faith. When you realize this, perhaps you should use your background as a platform to reach out to those people and tell them, listen, that I've been there, I went through this vicious cycle, and it provided me nothing but depression, but anxiety, and subhanAllah, it led me even to a phase in my life that I was reflecting suicide. So using now my history about music and singing, and using my voice in a different way that can inspire Muslims to practice Islam instead, perhaps it can be a platform that could lead people to the right path, inshallah. I'm not saying that this is going to be my path now, but from time to time, perhaps going on platforms like social media, as you mentioned, just as a base for people to at least come and see you and come and listen to what you have to offer, perhaps a nasheed here and there wouldn't harm. In fact, I was singing today a nasheed by an Arab singer called Lutfi Bushnaq about Gaza. And subhanAllah, it inspired me so much that I recorded it and I videotaped it, and perhaps it will be edited soon and posted on social media very soon, inshallah.
Ah, very beautiful. Look at that. Alhamdulillah. So sometimes whatever is meant, and you never know who it may impact, who it may have an effect on, that is perhaps also maybe in the mainstream industry, and now they're listening to this. And you, mashallah, you recite beautifully, especially the Tala al-Badru and the Mustafa. And I think it had a big impact on myself as well as others as well. And that's why we're here today. Before I ask you to sing, I want to just take on one point of yours that you mentioned again. We have our youth, and you work with a lot of the younger generation in Australia and around the world through your Aware Academy. I popped onto your website as well. And we do have, you're approaching the season now in South Africa. It's the holidays. People are getting ready to travel. They're finishing their high school now. So people are getting ready with college admissions and those types of things. So what would your advice be? And if we were to incorporate the nasheed world as well, people are now on holiday. So obviously they're going to be listening to things. They're in the car listening to things. They're traveling, they're posting songs on their reels on Instagram or whatever. And you pointed out something to me, in fact, the other day, what to use, what music to use, not to use. And what advice would you give the younger generation now when they are heading out now, and what to listen to and why they should be careful and mindful of what they listen to?
Oh, jazakallah khair for this. First of all, it has to be like a collective effort from family, parents, and maybe schools and other institutions that look after the youth in general. So it has to be like collective effort that we should provide guidance on what to listen to, what to watch, what to see, what not to see. I remember Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah have mercy on him, one of the speakers and the scholars who had impact on me personally growing up, Islamically speaking, who was debating a person, and he said, the type of media that you watch will have an impact on your psyche, on your behavior. You say, if you read a junky book, you will become junky. If you eat junky food, your body will become junky. So similarly, when you listen to something that is haram, unconsciously you'll start falling into the same vices, into the same haram. All the songs about love, about romance, about running after girls, running after boys, and all that. And when you listen to them, you immerse yourself into the meaning of those lyrics. Slowly, slowly but surely, you will fall into the same practices as described in these songs. So my advice would be, try to lend an ear if you're into music and listening to something. Wallahi, there are plenty of nasheed singers in our time who are absolutely professional, absolutely soothing to the heart and the soul, and can inspire you in great ways. First of all, they can entertain you on a journey, like you said, the trip, and they can entertain you. But at the same time, they can also inspire you to do something good. And that's what the dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, where he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us a beneficial knowledge, not just any knowledge, not just anything, but rather something that will benefit us to, inshallah ta'ala, attain salvation or attain the highest level of Jannah. So, احرص على ما ينفعك. Another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ said, be keen on seeking that which benefits you the most. So ask yourself, what are these songs really going to benefit me with? Nothing, zero, nil. I challenge anyone. Nothing, zero, and nil. So it's better to look into those beneficial lyrics sang by our brothers from around the world. I myself take the path of the, yani, the least doubtful, and that is avoid musical instrument. There are different debates on this. We don't want to get into the technicality of the matter, but there are, mashallah, Maher Zain, Yusuf, Sami Yusuf, Zain Bika, mashallah, tabarakallah, and so many other nasheed artists whom you can really benefit in great ways, bi'idhnillah.
MashaAllah, definitely beautifully said. Now I'm going to have to put you on the spot why we are here in the first place. Mustafa, Mustafa, if you could recite that for the listeners of Radio Al Ansar, we'd be much obliged.
Barakallah fi. While we are singing, inshallah, I just wanted the people to focus on the person in the song, not the person who sang the song. So the person in the song is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are trying to beautify his character as described in the Quran through that beautiful nasheed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mustafa, Mustafa, manba'ul lis-safa, sayyidul anbiya, mish'alun fil wafa, kana fi 'atfihi lil yatama difa, an qalbi lahu فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من لدي الصلاة عليه والسلام عليه للسماء ارتقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا كان من عفوه حين حان اللقاء قال فلتذهبوا أنتم الطلقاء مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في عطفه لليتامى دفا.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah grant you lots of barakah in your voice, inshaAllah. Jazakallah for taking the time out to speak to us at the early hours in your morning. And it was wonderful hearing from you. Your nasiha was very valuable to our audience. And we hope to speak to you again soon, inshaAllah.
Inshallah, jazakumullah khairan for having me. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim there from Australia joining us. Early morning for him, but imagine to recite like that at the early hours of the morning. But alhamdulillah, the song Mustafa, Mustafa, fountainhead of serenity, mist of the prophets, torch of loyalty, and his compassion for orphans was warm. My heart longed for him, overflow longing to him. I don't hope except a drink from his hands. Prayers be upon him, peace be upon him. To the sky he ascended, then came with purity, his face become luminous and bright. In his pardon was when the encounter came, he said, go, he forgive them, you are free. In his guide, average approach, he was happy with the smile of the simple people, Muslim generosity, top of giving. Excuse the lyrics there, that was the literal translation to Mustafa, Mustafa. Hearing the voice of Mish'ari Rashid Al-Afasi again, this is Kitab Allah from our special countdown today, featuring the top 10 nasheeds of the glorious Quran. That was Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim of Australia, who we spoke to just now.